The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Joe Oting-Ejay, has warned that the law will not spare anyone found culpable as stakeholders work to tighten security at the various entry points across the country. This comes as the Energy Commission confiscated more than 5,000 imported refrigerators into the country through the Tema port. Dr. Oting-Ejay said second-hand refrigerators affect the country's energy conservation and are also dangerous to human health. Hence, the war on recalcitrant importers who flout the law. Yvonne Atilego and Evelyn Avevo have the details.
The law which prohibits the importation of some used home appliances was passed in 2008. This is due to the effect those items have on health and energy conservation. After the promulgation of the law, importers were given 2.5 years moratorium during which they are expected to sell all imported goods. Second-hand home appliances still find their way into Ghana when the grace period expired. The seizure of more than 5,000 second-hand refrigerators at the Tema port is a move aimed at enforcing the law. Dr. Joe Oting-Ejay is the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation.
We in the environment, as inspectors, we want to sound a warning that the days of ignorance are gone. And these days, we work together with sector agents to implement each environmental law. That is the only way we will contribute. What is going to happen in the other harbors? We have a good working relationship with GPHA, and it is due to their vigilance and that of self that enable us to note this. The same GPA leadership are here, and we know that they put the same similar things to make sure that as long as we come through the airport, there's adequate security.
The minister said matters of climate change is not a mirage, therefore everything must be done to manage it.
Should not permit these old fridges, because at the time they manufactured them, the kind of chemicals they used, they never knew that it would have impact on the ozone layer. And now that we are aware, whilst they are discarding these old fridges, we expected them to isolate the gases and find a proper way to pack them. Instead, they have chosen to bring them to African countries, including Ghana. And we believe this is not fair.
The more than 5,000 refrigerators have been sent to a dismantling facility at Afienya. So far, more than 10,000 refrigerators have been confiscated. Meanwhile, the owners have not owned up, but the commission is assisting the police to arrest them.
Yvonne Atilego and Evelyn Avevo's report.